Thank you all for joining us here at Rosie on the House on the special Christmas edition of Rosie on the House.
You know, sometimes when you answer a question, it kind of pings a bunch of other people.
Yes.
And I've had two calls about the electric question.
Donna in Peoria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was having phantom voltage turn lights on and off throughout her house.
Yeah, and so two people called with two different resolutions. One, the power company came out and actually found a loose wire on top of the power pole in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got another one, and it was from Al, and his surges were caused because there was a fried wire in the main breaker box.
Yeah. In any case, when you're having phantom light fixtures or electrical appliances go on and off, it's never a good thing. And Donna has done the right thing by getting the utility company out there. So, yeah, a loose lug, a loose feed into the service electric panel, either at the transformer or right there at the service entrance section at the house, could potentially cause that. So, good call. Good for taking care of it. We're talking about holiday traditions. At the Romero house, we were talking about the fact that we always grab the tree Thanksgiving weekend. We always get it up. I traditionally string the lights. The kids generally decorate the tree for the rest of the way. It's usually an eggnog drinking event. And then after that is all done, we sit down. And because we come from a large family, my mother, Baby Kay, started a project. I have five sisters and two brothers. And it was always too much for us to go out and buy presents for everyone. So we would put each other's names on a piece of paper, throw it into a Santa Claus elf's hat, and pass it around and draw names. And then you were only compelled to buy a gift for the person whose name you drew. We put a dollar limit on what the
$1 gift was the
could
limit.
Be. And I still to this day do not know how in 1969. Everyone in the family drew my name. To this day, that's still an unexplained family mystery. Let's go to Jimmy in Scottsdale and see if we can welcome him to Rosie on the House. We've been answering people's questions about dilemmas, problems, or anxieties that they have in, out, and around their house, home, castle, or cabin. And Jimmy's got one we can help him with. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Jimmy. Merry Christmas.
I think it's a fairly simple question. When we turn off the tap in the bathroom, the faucet, there's a bump or a knock or something, and I have no idea why.
Jimmy, does it just knock one time, or is it a series like bam, 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 bam?
No. It once, maybe twice, in bubble.
Okay. And where? Give me major cross streets of where you are in Scottsdale.
Shea and Scottsdale Road.
Oh, Shea and Scottsdale. Okay, not an area particularly known for high pressure. But one of the things you might want to do is run into the Ace Hardware store there at Chaparral and Scottsdale Road and get a pressure meter valve. It's going to cost you about $10, and you put it on the front of your house where the water comes in from the water main. Make sure everything in the house is turned off. Turn that hose bib on full blast and see if you're registering anything above about 70 pounds per square inch. That's the first thing we want to do is check the pressure.
Yeah, no, you know, it. I just had one. I have the pipe splits into two. One goes to the sprinklers, and one goes to the house itself.
Okay.
And I had to have one of the reducing valves.
Okay.
Replaced just fairly recently.
So you have a pressure reducing valve already in place?
Yes, sir. And when he installed it, he checked both. And they're about 60 PSI.
Okay, perfect. Now, was this valve in the bathroom knocking prior to that getting installed?
I think it may have been.
Okay. Okay, well, then I'm going to tell you, Jimmy, what we probably have. That faucet is not new, is it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay. What we probably have is simply a loose plumbing pipe in the wall that we may just have to get in there and re-anchor. 60 PSI should not cause what we call an air hammer. The fact that it's only rattling once or twice and not a long series of five or six pounding noises tells me I think it's probably just a loose As a matter of fact, I would have someone underneath the bathroom vanity. The pipe comes out of the wall, and there's a valve there. Okay,
right.
I'd have somebody put their hand on that and apply pressure to pull it out as far as they can, then turn the valve on and off and see if that noise stops. And I think you're going to find out that we just have a little loose copper pipe back there.
There's two sinks in the bathroom, so should we do this with both, I suppose?
Do both sinks make the noise?
It's not at the faucet itself. It's when you close any faucet in the bathroom, or even flush the toilet at the end, when it closes, there's a bubbump. But it's not, it's not local. It's sort of like you hear it. You can hear it in the bedroom.
Is the plumbing in the attic?
No, this is an old house.
It all goes down?
Well, it's all under the slab, I think.
Well, then the other thing what we're going to have to do, is any one plumbing fixture more prone to cause the problem than another? Does a toilet cause it to happen more than one of the faucets, or does one of the faucets cause it to happen? And is it when you're using, if the toilet is doing it, then that's telling me it's something in the cold water line. And we may just have to put what's called an air hammer arrestor between the line and the valve that feeds the toilet, and that may take care of it. And those are only about $12.
Oh.
But they're just little spring-loaded air absorbers that you put in the line and solve it. But I'm thinking it's one or two things. You flush the toilet, you grab that valve down by the wall, you turn the cold water on and off on both those lavatory faucets with your hand on the valve underneath the cabinet countertop. You're gonna see if it stops or not. If it does, it's just a loose line. We can get in there and secure it. We can spray a little foam in the back of the wall,
sure,
expanding foam, or we can again put one of these air hammer arresters in at the toilet, probably take care of it as well. So you've got about three different things to take care of it there. I don't think you have a big problem.
Okay. That sounds like I need to do a lot of investigating.
a little bit of investigating, absolutely. And you know, if you'd like some help carrying on that investigation, I'd be happy to stop by and take a look at it for you for free. So that's kind of close to our general neighborhood. I'm through that intersection probably 100 times a week. So just let me know. We appreciate it, Jimmy. There's some great starting points.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Rosie started the broadcast by saying if you're trying to finish a project before relatives come in, it'd be a great opportunity to get in. If the project is too big to finish and you need to put them up in a hotel, you could look at our staycation. We've got a host of great lodging around the state that are winners of our Arizona Sanderson Ford staycation, frequent monthly.
That's right. You can register to win it, and we draw a name. Romy, how do we actually do it? We draw a winner once a month. Now, so if I enter in December and you do a drawing, do I have to re-enter my name in January?
Yes.
Okay. So every month, whoever's names are in there, so if you haven't won a staycation, you can
go re-enter.
Re-enter every single month, because we pick a winner, then we clear it out.
Right.
Okay. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
I got it. Arizona Staycation. It's a lot of fun. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. If you are the winner, you get to contact Sanderson Ford and say, hey, what vehicles are in your demo lot in March? Oh, you might find, a nice convertible Mustang. You might find a F-150 Platinum. You might find an Edge or a Focus and whatever car is available, you can reserve it. And then you let us know where you want to go. We pay for the gas. Sanderson Ford loans you the car for free. Find out where you want to go. We take care of your lodging and your meals. It's the Arizona Staycation, available only at rosieonthehouse.com. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and register now.
Barbara joins us. Man,
hi.
We sparked a nerve. Ah!
Yes, I have lights over my bathroom mirror. There are six bulbs in two strips across the top of the mirror. And about 3 months ago, it started flickering. I thought a bulb was burning out, but that never happened. So I, and it doesn't flicker all the time. It hasn't done it at all this morning, and I've had them on for the last hour. So I called my contractor who does some work for me, and
good.
He came over, and he said, oh, it's probably a loose wire out in the breaker box, and he went out and checked and said, no, that's fine.
Okay.
So then he said I was probably just plugging too many things in the bathroom. Well, that hasn't made any difference.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I can have nothing plugged in and it'll do it. I can have the hair dryer and the electric heater running at the same time and nothing happens.
That light fixture, I'm guessing, has a loose wire right in the junction box where the fixture is mounted to the wall. That's going to be my number one guess. As a matter of fact, could you turn that light on and grab a bulb or grab the fixture itself and wiggle it and see if does that have any impact in the fading or the flickering at all? But that would be my next recommendation is go ahead and take the fixture down, check all of the wires inside that junction box. My guess is we have a loose wing nut. We have a loose connection that's worked. It's way loose. Good thing he went out and checked the breaker box. Now let's check the other end of that feed in the actual J box itself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ms. Barber. Very Merry Christmas to you. And we were talking about traditions and at the Romero House, we always read the Cajun 12 Nights Before Christmas. Always like it in a Cajun accent. So presenting it here is the most authentic Cajun I know, my mother, Baby Kay Romero.
Dear Boudreaux, where you at? Cheerio and pip pip. Your 11 pipers piping arrives today from the House of Blues, second lining as they got off the boat. We fixed some goose and beef jambalaya, finished the whiskey, and we was having a fado-do. Thibault, he jumped off the Sunshine Bridge yesterday screaming your name. If you get some mysterious chicken package in the mail, don't open it, man.